The survey began in 1981 after studies found a decline in the numbers of frogs and toads. DNR conservation biologist Andrew Bodgy says the survey tracks trends.
They help catalog all the 12 different species of frogs and toads in Wisconsin. So part of it's cataloging, part of it's recording distribution throughout the state. And also probably the main reason why we did it was to help detect trends of each one of the species throughout Wisconsin.
Bodgy says beginning in the 1950s, they noticed population declines of the northern leopard frog, American bullfrog, pickerel frog, and Blanchard's cricket frog. Wisconsin has 12 frog and toad species.
The program has routes throughout the entire state, which consist of 10 sites per route, and we ask volunteers that they only have to survey for 3 nights, and so their survey nights essentially consist of visiting those 10 sites and listening for anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes apiece and recording.
Volunteers survey in the early spring, late spring, and early summer. Bodgy says his program is one of the first of its kind in North America. He says you can email the project at wfts@wisconsin.gov. or go to the DNR website and put Frog and Toad Survey in the search box. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.